38, and the Dow has risen slightly. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Rahm Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. There's the Rome Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Francesca Lavecchia, and music by Italian composer Alfredo Catalani, a short andantino for orchestra, on Kansas Public Radio. The classical music continues. Thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson, keeping the music going throughout the afternoon hours, with the help in this noon hour of the Black Oak Ensemble. A bit later, they'll bring us a wonderful French string trio, more music from the great Jean Francais. And then we've got something that should turn some heads when the Latvian National Symphony gives us the lively concert overture called Carnival in Paris by Johann Svensson. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. Coming up next is the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg. Conductor Pierre Kau and pianist Jerome Rose are all together in a concert piece from a German composer born in 1815, music by Friedrich Robert Volkmann. Born in 1815 and first learned the art of music from his father, who was a church organist, and later became a colleague of Robert Schumann. We'll listen to Volkmann's concert piece for piano and orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Music from a 19th-century German composer, a contemporary to Robert Schumann and Franz Liszt, music by Robert Volkmann, and his concert piece for piano and orchestra. We listen to the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Pierre Kau and the pianist Jerome Rose, here on Kansas Public Radio. A minute past 12:30 now, and still to come, the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra, and a delightful tone poem, Johann Svensson's Carnival in Paris, still to come. We're live, we're local, KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online, of course, kansaspublicradio.org. So you know KPR's radio rivalry, KPR's friendly fundraising competition with Mizzou's KBIA. It finished up strong over the weekend. Would you like to know the result? So would I, actually. I guess we'll go live with the official winner during All Things Considered this afternoon. But we do want to say thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive to help us beat Mizzou. Thanks for your support of Kansas Public Radio, and be with us for All Things Considered for the official results. We have for you next the players of the Black Oak Ensemble, French chamber music, and more from the great Jean Francais. Next on KPR, we've got a string trio in C major for you on Kansas Public Radio. A string trio in C major by composer Jean Francais, and a performance by the Black Oak Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:45, 15 minutes until NPR News, the top of the hour, followed by more of the classics until 3 p.m. Thanks for joining us on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader's Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library on Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Right now on the KU campus, it's 71 degrees. Today's high around 78. We have a 40% chance of showers for the afternoon. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible. Late tonight, a low of 59, and tomorrow, we've got a chance of showers for tomorrow morning, high of 80 on Tuesday. We've got one more performance before the news at the top of the hour. The Latvian National Symphony is here under conductor Terry Yet Mickelson. The music from the composer after Edvard Grieg, perhaps the most famous of the 19th century Norwegian composers, Johan Svensson, and a lively tone poem called Carnival in Paris, next on KPR. The Carnival in Paris, a tone poem by Norwegian composer Johan Svensson, performed by the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Terje Mikkelsen, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., and around the corner is an NPR News update. Then the next hour of classical music has, among other things, the New York Friends of Chamber Music and the Piano Quartet by Camille Saint-Saëns, as well as the New York Philharmonic, Antonin Dvorak's Carnival Overture. Quite a bit more wonderful classical music on the way. Thanks for being with us, and hope you can stick around a bit while longer for more music here on a Monday afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Morning Edition is each weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks. At ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The music that you most typically hear performed on piano, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, and one of the Goldberg Variations, specifically Variation number 24 in a arrangement for string orchestra and performed by the NES Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where there's a bit more classical music for a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being with me. And coming up, the New York Friends of Chamber Music and the Piano Quartet by Camille Saint-Saëns. Not only that, but the New York Philharmonic with music by Antonin Dvorak, the Great Carnival Overture. That's also a part of things. Some wonderful music is on the way. Thanks for being with us today on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Arts Center and the Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting Welcome to the Machine, a Pink Floyd 50th anniversary, September 12th through 14th. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org. Well, before we get to the New York Friends of Chamber Music, we've got the Nashville Symphony and conductor Kenneth Schermerhorn here with a bit of music by the great Howard Hanson, something he wrote in 1976 for the American String Teachers Association, drawing on a few very old Scandinavian tunes. They call this one Rhythmic Variations on Two Ancient Hymns, and it's next on Kansas Public Radio. Created in 1976 by Howard Hanson, Rhythmic Variations on Two Ancient Hymns. We listen to the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kenneth Schermerhorn, here on KPR. It's 1:16, the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. They've got a performance a bit later on in the hour of Antonin Dvorak's lively Carnival Overture. That and more classical music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. So KPR's radio rivalry our friendly fundraising competition with Mizzou's KBIA, that finished up strong over the weekend. As for the winner, we're compiling the results and we'll go live with the official winner announcement during All Things Considered this afternoon. And we want to say thank you to everyone who made a pledge during this special little drive to help us beat Mizzou. Border Rivalry plus Public Radio equals the best kind of competition. Once again, be with us today during All Things Considered for the official results. We're in the company now of the New York Friends of Chamber Music. And music is by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, something written in 1875, which was an eventful year for the composer. It's the year in which he got married and had his first child, and also gave the world one of his neglected or not often performed masterpieces. It is the following Piano Quartet in B-flat major by Camille Saint-Saëns, next on Kansas Public Radio. The New York Friends of Chamber Music Ensemble, French chamber music in their performance from 1875, the Piano Quartet in B-flat major by Camille Saint-Saëns, here on Kansas Public Radio, where there is a little over 10 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour, Two Moms, Lots of Laughs, creators of the web series, on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Here on the KU campus, it is 73 degrees, high of 80 expected for this afternoon, along with a 30% chance of showers. Right now, there's currently a lot of showers and rain in just west of the KPR listening area, and it should be moving through the area as the afternoon unfolds. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 59, and high of 82, 30% chance of showers for tomorrow. Before we continue, just a quick note that the Radio Rivalry, KPR's friendly fundraising competition with Mizzou's KBIA, finished up strong over the weekend. We spent the morning tallying results, and we'll go live with the official winner announcement during All Things Considered this afternoon, I'm told right around 3:30 p.m. We want to say thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive to help us beat Mizzou. A Border Rivalry plus Public Radio equals the best kind of competition. We've got a little time left in this hour, and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor Zubin Mehta here to help us spend it fruitfully with the lively Carnival Overture by Antonin Dvorak, next on Kansas Public Radio. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Zubin Mehta, with Antonin Dvorak's Carnival Overture, here on Kansas Public Radio. In just a moment, we'll bring you an update of news headlines from NPR. A little bit more classical music in the next hour, before All Things Considered, at 3 p.m. And coming up, music by Robert Schumann and Ernest Chausson, a wonderful fantasy on the subject of Cinderella, and a beautiful symphony by Bohuslav Martinu, the composer's second. That and much more still to come. Kansas Public Radio's classical music continues on a Monday afternoon. You know, public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by supporting Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. 30% chance of showers for our afternoon. Highs near 80 degrees today. Tonight, 50% chance of showers, a low of 59, a chance of showers for Tuesday as well. You're listening to KPR.
KansasPublicRadio.org, under the Shop tab.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
45,406. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the 2025 Subaru Outback, with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 9.5 inches of ground clearance. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A Touch of Solemnity by French composer Ernest Chausson. We heard a short interlude from the poem De l'amour et de la mer, or the poem of Love and the Sea. Charles Dutoit and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra with us as things get started in our 2 p.m. hour of the classics on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be back with you for one more go-around before all things considered at 3 p.m. Cellist David Finkel will be along to perform an Adagio and Allegro for cello by Robert Schumann. The Cincinnati Symphony as well. Boguslav Martinu's Second Symphony from 1943. Quite memorable and enjoyable piece of music for us in just a little while. We proceed with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, Sir Charles Groves, the conductor. And the music is by an English composer, one born in the late 19th century by the name of Eric Coates, who, like Ernest Tomlinson and Sidney Torched, was a specialist in that particularly English genre of music that they just called light music. Anything that wouldn't be out of place in, say, an educational documentary or even a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Coates had a lot of famous tunes that were popular on BBC radio throughout the 40s and 50s, and in the 1930s wrote a number of orchestral suites that were based on children's stories, the kind of which he and his wife would read to their young son. And one of them in 1930 was the story of Cinderella. Hear the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic with Eric Coates' Cinderella Fantasy on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the 1930 orchestral suite, the Cinderella Fantasy, from English composer Eric Coates. So Charles Groves conducted the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It is coming up on 2:25. Still to come this hour is the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and by Czech composer Boguslav Martinu, the composer's Second Symphony on display. That's in just about 10 minutes' time here on KPR. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. So KPR's Radio Rivalry, our fundraising competition with Mizzou's KBIA, it finished up strong this weekend. If you'd like to know the results, then so would I. We're planning to go live with the official winner announcement during All Things Considered this afternoon. I'm told around 3:30 p.m., so in a little over an hour from now. We want to say thank you to everyone who made a pledge during this special drive to help us beat Mizzou. A Border Rivalry plus Public Radio equals the best kind of competition. Again, be with us during All Things Considered around 3:30 p.m. for the official results. Next on KPR, a recording of cellist David Finkel, joined on piano by Wu Han. We'll enjoy an Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano music by Robert Schumann, next on Kansas Public Radio. Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano, Opus 70, by Robert Schumann, played by cellist David Finkel and pianist Wu Han, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:34, and ahead at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, of course, classical music continues at 7 with Destiny. Some more music by Robert Schumann is on our program this evening, along with a bit of playful Bach and Mozart. Destiny has more classical music for you tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. and from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyaski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra has our final performance for the afternoon, a Czech symphony, music by Bohuslav Martinů. He wrote this symphony during World War II in 1943 under a commission from the Czech community of Cleveland, Ohio, and he wrote this to mark the 25th anniversary of the foundation of Czechoslovakia. Symphony No. 2 from Martinů. Pavel Yervy and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra take it away next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1943, Symphony No. 2 by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. We heard Pavel Yervy conducting the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra for us here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just around the corner. And later tonight, the classical music picks back up with Destiny. She'll be your host from 7 to 8 this evening, and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music this Monday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Keep it tuned right here, though, for All Things Considered just ahead. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.